OFM News in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. Mangaung's taps are filling up, and ANC extends deadline for branches to hold nomination meetings. Technical teams of the Mangaung Metro managed to assemble and seal a part of the water pipeline that burst on Monday. Municipal spokesperson Kondile Kidama says this was done early this morning at around 2 a.m. by teams on site. According to him, water is being pumped into the pipeline from the Velbedacht Dam to the reservoir in Bloemfontein. Water is expected to reach households in the southern part of the city by midday. He says water supply to the northern suburbs of the city has already been stabilized. Water will still be distributed through water tanks and jojos to the southern part of the city and affected areas like Batu until the full restoration of water supply. He says the executive mayor, Olim Lameli, would like to thank the residents for their patience during the process. Council Speaker Ngolisi Sionzana has, however, condemned opposition councillors for providing counter-information to communities during the water shortages, saying the Metro's technical team was on top of the situation. The ANC has extended the deadline for branches to hold their crucial meetings to nominate presidential candidates until November 25th, the party said yesterday. Spokesperson Zizi Kodwa said the extension was granted to accommodate branches that had failed to meet the initial deadline of November 15 and reruns ordered by dispute resolution teams. The extension was granted despite Secretary-General Gwede Mantashe warning last week that there would be none. Kodwa said a deadline must not be used to exclude branches in good standing. At least four provinces, Mpumalanga, Western Cape, Eastern Cape and Free State, have confirmed that they are yet to complete their meetings. However, Kodwa said the party had already met the required 70% threshold for the December elective conference to go ahead. And while Zimbabweans take to the street to celebrate the end of Robert Mugabe's 37-year rule and usher in a new era, questions still remain about how a new leader will be chosen and what will happen to Mugabe. Zimbabwean political analyst Ernest Munzegi said yesterday, following the announcement of Mugabe's resignation, current procedure dictates that the sitting vice president would be chosen as leader. However, that is unlikely. He said while the presidency should move to the vice president, Phelekezela Mpoko, other factors were in play for the country. He says in Zimbabwe they have provisions for two vice presidents. In terms of procedure, Mpoko would be next in line, but this would be a problem for the people who have been behind the so-called coup. Mudzegi says they are not comfortable with him taking over as they view him to be a Mugabe sympathizer. He said the axed vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, would most likely be Mugabe's successor. ZANU-PF Chief Whip Lovemore Matuke told the Associated Press earlier that Mnangagwa would take over as the country's leader within 48 hours after Mugabe's resignation. Your top story at this hour. Technical teams of the Mangaung Metro managed to assemble and seal part of the water pipeline that burst on Monday. Municipal spokesperson Kondile Kidama says this was done early in the morning at around 2 a.m. by teams on site. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.